Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, so go ahead and take the Gadsden flag off your car. It's been declared racist.
Too bad.
No logical reason whatsoever. Krista Pratt. This is ridiculous. An American t-shirt. A t-shirt with the American flag with the coiled snake on it, the Gadsden snake imposed on it, and in the bottom, don't tread on me. Is now somehow racist. Somehow.
I would think that all Americans would not want to be tread upon.
Well, you have to submit to being tread upon by Antifa, apparently, and to expect at any time a concrete milkshake upside the head. Don't worry, you can take some Tylenol for the brain bleed. It'll be fine.
There was a reason there was a snake on that flag.
No, I mean, where are we going with this? So now, I mean, literally, you're going to have Chris Pratt by the end of the day fighting to save his career. He's an A-lister.
Resistance is futile.
It is futile. And you know what they're saying? You want to know how they're doing? This is brilliant. They say some white supremacists have used the flag. Who? Where? When? So if one white supremacist out of how many of us are there again? 325 to 375 million in this country. I don't know. The Democrats don't want us to know how many there are or who they are. If one person takes one of our symbols and uses it somewhere, sometime, or something, then all of us have to take it off our cars. And if all of it just happens to be part and parcel of U.S. history that's critical, our signs, our symbols that are part of our national identity, if all of it just happens to be part of our national identity, well, there's nothing to be done with that. Our national identity has to be wiped away, right? Do I have this straight?
So if one white, rich Democrat donor is trafficking young women, young girls, children, mm-hmm. then we can't have any more white, rich Democrats funding the Democrat Party.
No, following it does that logic. Not work okay. that no. way. If they have money, it doesn't count. Well, I mean, if they write it in a check to the Democrat Party, you're forgiven if you do that. I don't know where this is going to end, but I am praying that Chris Pratt tells him to stuff it. Because if he apologizes, they win. Gadsden flag becomes a white supremacist symbol. Just by implication, it does. They just declared, and I love how they do this. They don't even present proof that white supremacists are using the Gadsden. They just allege that somewhere, sometime, at some day, we don't even know what year or who these people are, they use the flag. Ergo, it's a white supremacist symbol. It's got to go. You know what this is, by the way? The left are great students of history, and this is straight out of the communist Chinese Revolution. And what happens in these revolutions, I've read a lot about what Marx did lately. What they do is, and it's very subtle, in the communist revolution, what actually happened was all national symbols of pride were destroyed to the point where they were dragging Pekingese dogs out in the street and killing them because that was like the national, it was a purely Chinese dog, it was a national symbol, blah, blah, blah. They were killing them. And the party demanded, the communist party demanded that all national symbols be destroyed. Why? Because the identity of the whole people, the psychological identity as a nation had to be wiped out so that the identity could be transferred to the party away from the nation. And that's at the heart of Marxism. Transfer the allegiance, the identity from the nation, from the national identity to the party. And they're doing it. This is exactly what the communists did in the Chinese Revolution. All national symbols must be destroyed as a way to destroy pride in nation and national identity. The identity's got to be shattered so that it can then be transferred to the party. And then the party becomes a central, almost an object of worship. All things come from the party. Good things come from the party. Bad things come from the party. It's the alpha and the omega. That's what they're doing with this. Mm-hmm. Symbol by symbol by symbol. They have obviously studied the Chinese Revolution. And the communist revolution, this goes on in country after country. National symbols are destroyed. Loyalty is transferred to the party. You're watching it right here mm-hmm. in this country.
Yep.
Lynn is on the line from Spartanburg. Hey, Lynn.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Can you turn your radio down? There you go. You got some unwanted attention for your Gadsden flag on your car?
Absolutely. It's nothing new. A couple of years ago, I had my supervisor, a former supervisor, who was actually on a search committee for a president for our university. My former supervisor had recently backed up into my car, so he had to have it fixed. And so we arrived in the parking lot at the same time, and he was taking the candidate, who was an African-American man, into the building. And my former supervisor thought it would be funny to point out that he had hit my car. So he pointed directly at the car I was getting out of, which had the yellow Gadsden flag on it. And so the guy shook my hand. He said, "What's your name again?" And I told him, you know, we walked in the building. A couple of days later, I got a notification that I was researched on LinkedIn from this guy, from this candidate who, thank God, did not get the presidency. And I asked my supervisor, I said, "Did you get searched?" And he said, "No." And he asked a couple of others on the search committee, "Were they searched?" "No, I wasn't even on the search committee. I was just a lowly employee." And he checked me out on LinkedIn.
You think it was because of your Gadsden flag?
It absolutely, it had to be, because I never saw him again. There was no other, I had no other encounters, no meetings with him. There was no other reason for him to do that. And again, I wasn't on the search committee, so there was no reason for him to look at my profile at that point, you know, for that. So, and I had heard rumblings around that time that, you know, that we were being targeted, the Gadsden flag was being targeted as racist. So I knew immediately, I'm like, "What in the world did you draw his attention to my car?" He was like, "Well, I wasn't thinking." So anyway, that's a true story, and I can back it up. So I don't know. I can't prove it, but there's no other reason why he would research me and no one else.
Yeah. Well, expect a lot more of that now. This is the first time we've seen this. Normally, Lee, it's we haven't really seen individuals targeted for having a flag like this. It's just been the flag itself, the anthem, things like that. So, they're going with a high-profile target, and they want to see if they can destroy him. Because if they can destroy him as a racist for wearing that T-shirt, then they have established no more Gadsden flag or you're a racist. Better take it off your car if you don't want to be fired at work. Was it this way last week? No. But today's Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's a new week now.
Well, this is you're going to see more of this, and this is going to be the tactic that, if someone says something you don't like, it's going to be declared racist. Whether there is a racial component to the speech whatsoever, it makes no difference because the left, the Democrats, the media get to determine what the language is. When you start changing the meaning of words and you can apply a label to someone without any evidence of their behavior being indicative of that label, then you have a weapon to be used. And so language and speech, or the lack thereof, has been weaponized by the left.
It absolutely has. And I'll never forget, I watched this, it was about 45 minutes, and it was worth every minute. It was a Georgetown professor. She was Russian studies, and she spoke Russian fluently, and she did all her work on the mind control that they would use in the USSR and how they would do it. And one of the things that they would do, and man, you can tell the left has studied this, is they would write rules for what is acceptable today that or unacceptable today that was acceptable yesterday. And they would be completely nonsensical. For instance, saying the sky is blue is now racist would be an example. Well, that's totally nonsensical. The sky is blue. It has nothing to do with race. Well, they would write these rules. And if you violated the rule, you could be thrown in the gulag. And so you had to believe and repeat whatever the rules were. Well, the rules would change constantly. It was hard to keep up. And so even people who supported the Communist Party, who, you know, were allies of it, were afraid to speak publicly because you might violate a rule. Well, I mean, if the rules of conduct and social engagement are logical, don't say somebody's fat, it might offend them, right? We all know that. It's common sense. Well, if the rules turn into don't say the sky is blue, that's racist, you can't logically figure out what to say using logic. And they would use this to quash speech, even speech they might agree with. They didn't want anyone speaking ever if it wasn't them. Mm-hmm. And that so people would exist in constant fear that the rules about what you had to believe at any given time, oftentimes these rules were contradictory too, might be violated. And it was a way to silence people. They just did that to Chris Pratt. I mean, literally Wednesday last week, the Gadsden flag was not racist. Today it is. And he's a racist for wearing it. No prior warning, which is exactly how they did it in the USSR. They wouldn't announce it. You would be informed you had broken a rule after you did it, even though the rule didn't exist 3 days ago. So you never knew it was danger to speak at all, because you wouldn't, you might inadvertently say something that violated a rule.
And perfect example of this now is we have the president sending out something that is talking about the policy of people in Congress. And now Democrats are saying that this is racist because the women that are referenced here, not directly, but are implied, just happen to be women of color. And so then it is therefore, if you criticize a person of color that is on the left, that is racism. And that's what we have here. And we just had the House of Representatives vote with all Democrats and four Republicans to determine that the president was racist in those remarks, even though race was no component of anything that was said or tweeted.
No, it was just declared to be so.
Right.
Texter writes, my father-in-law was shocked years ago when he saw all the Gadsden flags around here. He was living in Greensboro, North Carolina, and said it would get you attacked there.
In Greensboro, North Carolina, yes, it would.
I'm surprised by that. I've never thought of the Gadsden flag as racist.
No, not at all.
That is a new one by me. Yeah. I just have always associated with the revolution.
Right.
In fact, I was taught that in school. That's how I know that.
That's why the Tea Party used that, because they were talking about the revolution and referencing that and getting back to the Constitution and our founding documents. Oh, wait a minute. Those are racist, too.
Texter writes, just tuned in. Who wore the flag shirt? It was Chris Pratt, the actor. Who's, I'm guessing, pretty much done now. I mean, he's screwed. If he doesn't apologize, he's forever a white supremacist. If he does apologize, the rest of us will have to apologize if we have a Gadsden flag anywhere. So either way, they win. That's how they rig this stuff. Texter writes, oh, good morning from Birmingham, Alabama. Marcus is checking in. Lee, to let us know that radio.com is working in Birmingham.
Right. Good deal. Good. Well, it should be working worldwide.
Yes. Texter writes, 1984 is 35 years late. I think they're using it as a guidebook.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's jump on the Ingalls Advantage talk line with Stuart in Green Creek, North Carolina. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Sarah. Quick point. I just wanted to remind you, this whole thing of not being able to speak about anything serious with a person of color started with our first black president. Anyone who criticized President Obama on any policy was immediately branded a racist.
Good point.
Because he was black. So we're at a point now where you cannot have a serious discussion about anything real with a person of color without being called a racist.
Yeah, and by the way, that seems to also apply to Nancy Pelosi.
Absolutely.
Not just Trump, because she was branded a racist just last week.
Right, you can't say anything about these four women now because they happen. I mean, it's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Yeah, and you know what? It just, these are the times that we are living in. It requires people willing to say, no, I'm not accepting that. So, I mean, right now where we are, the way that things work in our society right now, the left declares something racist on very, very small amount of evidence to zero evidence, as in the case of the Gadsden flag. And now your ability to put a Gadsden flag on anything and wear it or display it rests in Chris Pratt's hands, the actor, because if he apologizes in an attempt to save his career, which they will destroy him if he doesn't apologize. If he apologizes, then that sets the precedent. The precedent has been set. It's practically law. If you display it, ergo, you're racist. And then you're going to start to see people fired from their jobs. It'll be all, you know, you've got a Gadsden flag on your Facebook page. You're not allowed to do that. Gadsden flag will be taken down off Facebook and it'll just be gradually erased. So literally your ability to, you know, be socially accepted and have a Gadsden flag while keeping things like your job and your reputation is today in actor Chris Pratt's hands, since he has been busted wearing one of them. And the left says it's racist. Why? Because they say so. Their argument is literally, well, the Tea Party used Gadsden flags a lot and we know they're racist. And plus, white supremacists have displayed the Gadsden flag. Oh, really? When? Two of them? Three? Five? There aren't a lot of true out white supremacists. They never even have to say when, where, what white supremacist, how many times. They just assert, well, you know, some white supremacists use it. How do you know? I don't know. I just made that up. And boom, it's got to go. Folks, they're getting closer and closer to their true target, which is the U.S. flag. And then after that, everything that came from the revolution, which, of course, is their ultimate goal, the First, Second, Third, and Fourth Amendments. All right, let's see if Jeff is ready to talk now. Jeff from Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, hey. How is everyone this morning? In the state of Virginia, the Department of Motor Vehicles sells a license plate, and I proudly display three of them on my three vehicles. Beautiful orange plate with the coiled snake in the middle, and "Don't Tread on Me" printed on the bottom. And so, in my area, there are thousands of people that carry these license plates on their vehicle. And unfortunately, the left, the low information, and the people associated with them lack critical thinking skills. And they better be very careful, because they'll start something that they can't finish if they don't watch out about what they say with regards to pinning people as racist because they don't agree with their agenda. It's a shame. It's a shame.
Yep. Wow. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, if they manage to knock the Skadden flag out, it's racist. I mean, that'll be two flags in 1 month. That is really a coup for them. Not the government overthrow kind of coup, but heck, that's practically what they're all about. It's nuts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, here's the plan. You're going to love this, okay? It was reported, and this is jaw-dropping. This shows you what happens when you turn your country into one big gun-free zone.
Yeah.
Which basically just means that law-abiding gun owners, the good guys, don't have guns, but the bad guys do because they don't care what the law is.
Right.
Okay. Are you ready for this? The gun homicide rate in Mexico, where guns are virtually banned, there's so many hoops you have to jump through. There's only one gun store in Mexico. It's federally controlled, and almost nobody can get a gun there because it's almost impossible. Gun ownership is legal theoretically, but nobody gets one because it's so hard that you'd have to know somebody in government. So anyway, basically, there's no gun ownership there. And they've turned it into one big gun-free zone except the cartels. Okay, the gun homicide rate in Mexico, which is pretty much the way they kill you, is three times what it is in the U.S. I mean, process that for a minute. That's per capita. So that's, you know, per the population, three times what it is in the U.S. That's insane. So somehow the Democrats want to have open borders with this country, but disarm us in the process at the same time. Yeah. So, I mean, somehow we're going to coexist with a country with three times the homicide rate that we have somehow. And our lives won't change at all. And if you suggest otherwise, you're a racist.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's look at what's happened in Mexico, where the population is largely disarmed. Well, in Mexico, only criminals have guns, and former law-abiding gun owners would be defenseless in America in that situation. Okay. Eventually, like in Mexico, the criminals will be better armed than the police. And they are. I mean, if you're a judge who's facing sentencing a cartel member, you could be killed. I mean, they regularly kill mayors, judges, police chiefs. They execute them. I mean, so it's only a matter of time, before our law enforcement's outgunned. I mean, it's just what happened in Mexico. I don't know why it wouldn't spill over the border. So you got all that going on, right? And I've been telling you, this cartel stuff is going to spill over the border. It's going to spill over the border. And here you have it this morning, right there on Fox News.
A mob of MS-13 gang members are behind bars in Los Angeles. 22 people arrested and charged in nearly 200 crimes, including drug trafficking and also 7 brutal killings. 16 of them accused in slayings where victims were hacked to death with machetes in a California forest. It's unreal. Those suspects are eligible for the death penalty. 19 of the gang members are in the country illegally. 19 out of 22. President Trump says his administration's immigration crackdown is directly targeting MS-13.
So I guess now we'll have to get a permit to get a machete.
Yeah, unless you're MS-13, you just don't care.
Yeah.
You just don't care. Okay. The gang members, 19 out of 22 of whom are illegal immigrants, are accused of brutally murdering their victims using machetes and other medieval-style tactics. I mean, this is the kind of stuff we used to hear about in Mexico. Now it's here.
Medieval tactics? Are they drawing and quartering people?
Well, here we go. For example, the indictment states that in one of the murders, 6 of the MS-13 gang members kidnapped, choked, and attacked a rival gang member with a machete. The victim had his body parts dismembered and thrown into a canyon. One MS-13 gang member used his machete to cut out the victim's heart from his chest.
Well, there you go. Nothing like a little ancestral heart sacrifice there.
Yeah, why not? Why not? It's okay. Now, do you know why they're doing some of these murders? It says the investigation primarily focused on the Fulton clique of MS-13 operating in the San Fernando Valley.
I thought they were just being bullied by the president.
They probably were. Since 19 out of 22 of these murderers were illegal immigrants, probably not fair. Anyway, prosecutors say that they were gifted this MS-13 outlet was with a stream of vulnerable young Central American boys who were brought in as unaccompanied minors after, you know, the incentives Obama provided, mm-hmm. who were eager to become members of the gang. A lot of them don't have any family members here. They're shifted from foster home to foster homes. So the gang's happy to take them in. Well, the thing is, their initiation to join MS-13 is the murder of an individual who's perceived to be adverse to the gang. And so they needed, you know, new victims. They think they haven't found them all. I doubt they have either. So this, I mean, this is the new normal here. This is what we do now. This is what we see. And nobody apparently cares. I mean, I'm telling you, this is going to get like Mexico. And wait till they start kidnapping women off the street to sex traffic them. I mean, American women. Right now, they kidnap illegal women that way, and nobody cares. But wait till it's American women, because that's coming too.
Think Democrats will care then?
Oh, heck no. Now they won't even acknowledge it's going on. They don't have to acknowledge anything. So, I mean, that's what we're looking at. I mean, we're looking at being disarmed in the face of violence like this.
They'll just call it an undocumented hookup.
That's what it is, right? I guess. I don't know. Texter writes, Pratt is a vocal Christian. Next, they will demand an apology for that. No, they already did. They did demand he apologize. Because he went to a church where gay people are welcome and openly welcome, but they use the standard traditional Bible that has the sodomy thing in it. And so because of that, he was branded a hate monger. He's already had to address that. So you're late to the game. So I hope he doesn't apologize, Lee. I hope he doesn't apologize.
Not. He's been pretty strong on his faith so far, and I hope and pray for his continued strength in his faith.
No, I mean, if he apologizes for wearing that Gadsden flag, then it'll be a confirmation that it's racist, and everybody else who displays it, ergo, will become a racist, and that'll be another symbol ruined. And, I mean, they're really on a tear. I mean, Betsy Ross flag and the Gadsden flag in just, what, 2-3 weeks?
Yeah. I think that there may be a new market for some of those. Because, you know, there are many of us that are very upset with the way that our culture and our society is being challenged and changed and quite honestly disrespected in an untruthful way.
Texter writing about I was describing how the communists in both China and Russia would use and destroy symbols in order to mess with people's minds and keep them under thumb. Texter writes, Tara, what you are saying this morning sounds a lot like what I read this morning in the book Tortured for Christ about communist Russia when they invaded Romania.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to have to read that. But they were very sophisticated about mind control, and they are doing exactly the things that the liberal Democrats are doing right now. Including banning national symbols, which is how the communist revolution always begins. The national symbols are banned, and you are taught that the loyalty is to be transferred to the party and away from the country. And, of course, God and churches are a problem, too,
exactly.
because they interfere with party loyalty.
Exactly.
Texter writes, why are you such an alarmist? You must be new to the show.
Yeah.
I will admit that the things I predict and say do, and you too, Lee, do sound alarming until, I don't know, like what, 6-8 months later
when they're coming true? When it actually happens, yeah.
Yeah, when it actually happens. I mean, going back to the Confederate flag coming down and all these statues coming down, you and I have been forecasting they'd go after these flags. We've been saying it. Now we're reporting on it happening.
Yep, exactly.
So, no, just if I sound like an alarmist to you, you must be new to the show. Give me some time. Give me a good 6 months. Remember what I said and then watch it happen.
Well, we also, a year or two ago, were talking about how they'll be going after the Constitution, the founding documents, the founding fathers, the early presidents, and exactly what has been happening.
Yeah.
We see people wanting to cover up murals of George Washington, of American history. We see all of this stuff happening. This is the tactic of the left. To demonize the founding of this country as a racist nation.
Yes, and that I mean, and I've explained that because the main thing that is in the way of their agenda, I think, has gone almost as far as it can go without the destruction of the First, Second, and Fourth Amendment,
right.
And so they have to find a way to destroy those.
That's why I found it so insidious when I hear Congresswoman Ilhan Omar talking about how President Trump is violating the Constitution. And what do I always say? Whatever it is they accuse you of is what they themselves are doing. And the very things that she is proposing, the very things that she's talking about are in direct violation of our Constitution.
Oh, usually, yeah.
Not the president.
Yeah, and I mean, you say that all the time. You were the one who pointed that out to me. If they accuse you of it, it's exactly what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
No argument here. All right, we'll keep our eye on this whole Chris Pratt t-shirt thing, but the Gadsden flag's about to go down, it's bottom line. In terms of you being able to display it without being called a racist or, you know, otherwise attacked in some way. Texter writes, I think these fascists are ignoring the warning on the flag, don't tread on me. Another texter writes, because Congress is acting like a bunch of kids, need an old saying from childhood, what we used to say, I'm rubber, you're glue. What you say bounces off me and sticks to you. Texter writes, all I have to say is 1984 memory hole. Texter writes, what, without an alarm being sounded, you wouldn't always be aware of dangers in your path. Keep it up, Tara. You alarm me. So says Marcus. Yeah, and he listens every day. Texter writes, Did the 4.3 earthquake in San Francisco hit about the same time as Nancy Pelosi was referencing God? Just asking. I don't know. You'd have to check it. Texter writes, Tara, did you say maybe one day law enforcement will be outgunned by the bad guys? We already are. True dat. Another texter writes, but Tara, all we do is complain about it while it rapidly goes down the drain. Hey, listen, folks, I can't do it all. It takes most of my time to figure out what's going on and letting you know why they're doing it and what it means. I can't do it all. You guys got to get some skin in the game, too. Text writes, awesome hump day, lady. Be safe, stay focused, buckle up. I always do. And God bless you and your family. Text writes, I believe the left is close to the overuse of the racist claim. They are calling out people for being racist over things that don't have anything to do with race. As more people get falsely called racist, they will better understand the ridiculous overuse and start to fight back more. Now, you know why they pick Chris Pratt? This is such an interesting example of how they operate. You know why they pick Chris Pratt for this? For those of you just tuning in, he was spotted in a takeoff of the Gadsden flag. It's actually a U.S. flag, and it's got the coiled snake and the don't tread on me under it. And it was declared to be racist, and then he himself was declared to be a white supremacist by the left in leftist publications, right? You know why I think they targeted him? One, he's Christian. And in the past, when he was targeted, he apologized. I was just reading over some of this. He was targeted for being religious and for being a bigot because he's religious. He didn't actually do or say anything bigoted. He just went to a church that uses a Bible. That's all he did. And of course, we don't like some things in the Bible. They're not politically correct. And so, you know, how the story goes. I think they deliberately targeted him because he has apologized in the past. Why would they do that? They need him to apologize for wearing the Gadsden flag. They need a confirmation that the Gadsden flag is racist. Once they have that, once they have established on the national stage that you have to apologize if you have a Gadsden flag on anything because they've declared it racist, it doesn't matter that it's completely illogical that they've declared it racist or that it has no racist history of any kind. It doesn't matter. Once a high-ranking, high-profile figure is forced to apologize, renounce, whatever you want to say, whatever you call it, they have set the standard. A social rule has been created, and it must be lived by. It must be upheld. So now everybody who has a Gadsden flag on anything is going to have to remove it or risk, you know, the problems at work, problems online, just whatever. I'm telling you, they picked him for that purpose. And also knowing, I mean, he's already in danger he's already in danger of finding it hard to work in Hollywood anyway, being openly Christian. I mean, that is bad enough. But when now you got you're a racist because you got a Gadsden flag. I mean, if he wants to save his career, they're counting on that he'll apologize and set the precedent. Set the precedent. That's what they do. Set the precedent. Make a social rule. It's not the law, but it practically carries the force of law in that the fallout is so bad for the wearer. No one would dare do it, and it's almost as good as having it be illegal. I'm telling you, that's what they're doing to Chris Pratt right now. It's interesting that they've picked a person this time instead of just uniformly declaring it to be racist. Texter writes, Googled Chris Pratt. What a cutie. All-American boy. So says Katie Danner. Yeah, for now. Till he's scrubbed from the internet as a white supremacist. Texter writes, what about the Gadsden flags with a rainbow field instead of the yellow one? Pro-gay, but also racist? I don't know. As I often advise you on these things, you're going to have to call down to the Democrat Party headquarters here in Greenville. They will tell you what to think. You'd use them as a reference and a resource because it changes so often what to think.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.